Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the first hour of Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with us once again for another edition of the program. I hope that you'll sit back and enjoy this wonderful music that we have for you today. We're going to be throwing caution to the wind because later on in the program, we're going to feature a different type of jazz, a jazz heavily influenced by the world of classical music. And if you're thinking it's a jazz-up version of a classical composition, well, you're wrong. It is something that you will enjoy, that is very well known, and will get rid of any misconceptions that you have about this music if you're tuning in for the first time. We're also going to feature a couple of tracks from a new release, from a drummer from Italy who will be joining us on the program very soon. To kick off, however, we're going to take a listen to a request that came in from a listener in Indonesia. A few weeks ago, he heard us play Oscar Peterson featuring Lionel Hampton. But he asked if we can play Lionel Hampton featuring Oscar Peterson. And I thought this would be the perfect way to begin today's program. Here's Lionel Hampton on Vibes, featuring the Oscar Peterson Trio with Tenderly, recorded in 1954 on Jazz for the Asking. The fantastic Lionel Hampton on Vibes, featuring the Oscar Peterson Trio, with a recording from 1954 called Tenderly, produced by Norman Granz. Any requests that you wish to send us are always welcomed. We'd love to hear from you. And if you think that jazz is only one thing and you don't want to write in, well, take that chance. Yes, take that chance, because you would be very surprised what is involved in this music form. We're now going to move on to a fantastic trumpet player who played everything from swing, jazz, Dixieland, big band, and easy listening. His name is Al Hurt. He was also known as The King. The track we will listen to is called The Birth of the Blues and features Marty Paich and his orchestra.
Thank you.
the fantastic Al Hirt, otherwise known as the King, with Birth of the Blues, featuring the Marty Paich Orchestra. Not too long ago, in fact, a few editions ago, we featured a new track from a CD called Lush Life, a brand new CD by Canadian jazz vocalist Anna Jackison. Anna is originally from Kelowna, British Columbia, on the west coast of Canada. She lived for a number of years in London and also performed in Shanghai and Beijing. This is where I met her. I didn't meet her at a jazz club, I should mention. I met her in a shopping mall shopping, and she was asking directions for something, and I found out she was a vocalist. We have been in touch ever since, and we're planning to have her on the show very soon. I thought we would play another track from this CD, which is absolutely fantastic. It's called Nature Boy, a song made popular by Nat King Cole in the 1950s. It features Bernie Addington on bass.
Thank you. strange enchanted boy. And though we traveled very far, very far, over land and sea, a little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. Then came the day, magic day he came my way, and though he spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me, the greatest thing that you will ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
The fantastic Anna Jackson from the CD Lush Life with the Nat King Cole classic Nature Boy featuring Bernie Addington on bass. If you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And do feel free to download all past editions of the program, which are archived at our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and click on the show Jazz for the Asking. Now, if I was to say to you, we're going to play something classical, you'd think that, well, this was not the right show to do it on. But that's exactly what we shall do. The composition is a well-known piece by American composer George Gershwin. He wrote a number of very well-known songs that were used in a number of musicals, as well as some classical pieces. This particular one has a big jazz influence. It also features the piano playing of George Gershwin, but with a new orchestration by the Columbia Jazz Band. Here's George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue on Jazz for the Asking. Thank you.
Thank you.
the best of two worlds, jazz and classical, with Rhapsody in Blue by American composer George Gershwin, performed by the Columbia Jazz Band, featuring a vintage recording of George Gershwin on piano that was remastered. Absolutely fantastic. We stay with the piano, and a recording that I just came across featuring Art Tatum called Piano Starts Here. It was released in 1968 and features a number of recordings from various sessions from Art, including the first recordings he ever made. The song is something that you know. T for Two. Tatum with T for Two from the album Piano Starts Here, featuring some of the first recordings he ever made, including a number of live performances. It was released in 1968 on Columbia as part of the Hall of Fame series. Well, we're coming to the close of the first hour of Jazz for the Asking. Once again, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. Including a new release that we'll play a couple of tracks from, which I'll tell you about in a few moments. To close off the first hour, we're going to listen to the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Three to Get Ready here on Jazz for the Asking. Stay tuned.